Lingani chona njani mtokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. What's good Murile Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Kwazwai Murile Zimbabwe. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday, the 15th of December, 2020. Murile Zimbabwe mtokazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Unfortunately, Murile Zimbabwe namhla kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, this is a pre-recorded program. What this means is imi vatheriri vedu nina abalaleli vethu, you, our loyal listeners, unfortunately cannot join me live as per usual. However, you can still participate. How can you do that? You can either A, share the program that is going to be broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So that's Bugele Pela Ushelo Lutu Labasa Kulayo Ngobunengi Betu. So we watch the program in our numbers. Or you can send us your input on our WhatsApp number, +1 202 465 0318. The number again, +1 202 465 0318. Nonetheless, mtshabaza muhle, Zimbabwe muhle namhla, sisonke like so, tirithose, pano, pachirongwa chedu chewe chitiki. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on youth-led programs that are helping Zimbabwe during the COVID-19. They're helping Zimbabwe in the fight against umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Now, seeing as though it's the festive season, we're not just going to be ending the discussion on what youth are doing in terms of helping Zimbabwe fight COVID-19, but also going to be taking a look at what's happening kumabodoko. We know that there's a lot of people coming from places like South Africa, Botswana, and neighboring countries that are looking to return home to celebrate the festive season with their families. So we're going to be zoning in on what's happening at the borders to focus on what they should expect to encounter. And of course, what is happening at the borders. First up, COVID-19, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, chirwere che COVID-19. According to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health, Murile Zimbabwe, and for those that are watching it on our broadcast, you can see it on the page. We see over 11,350 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Zimbabwe, over 9,550 recoveries and 309 deaths. I repeat, over 11,350 COVID-19 cases that are confirmed, 9,550 have recovered and 309 people have died. These are all cumulative cases. That means this is a registration from the first case that was recorded in March up until today. As of last night, Murile Zimbabwe, 1,626 PCR tests were conducted. Of those 1,626 PCR tests, 112 new cases were detected, 103 were registered as recoveries. Two deaths, one in Manicaland and one in Mashingo. Zimbabwe currently has 1,495 active cases. Bulawayo and Harare are still amongst the most infected areas in the country. Bulawayo is sitting on 2,244 cumulative cases and Harare on 3,152 cumulative cases. Now, when we talk about active cases, these are cases that are still active to this date. Bulawayo has registered the highest in the country with 559 active cases. Once again, for all those that are watching on the stream, you can see the information as I announce it. And Matabeleland South is in the second place with 225 active cases, and Harare is third with 210 cases. As for the deaths, Harare is the highest. They currently has recorded 141 deaths due to COVID-19. Bulawayo in second with 85 deaths due to COVID-19. Now, these numbers have had stakeholders in the country, abantu elizweni jikelele, worried, because the COVID-19 is still spreading within the country, and these are local spreads, and of course, it's taking the lives of many. Now, government is also a part of the people that are worried. Now, according to Dr. Agnes Mawomba of the Ministry of Health, the biggest problem that Zimbabweans are facing right now is people are just not abiding by the COVID-19 preventative measures. What this means is, according to Dr. Agnes Mawomba, abantu abagqoke ama masks, people are not wearing their masks correctly. It's one thing wearing your mask, and it's another thing wearing it correctly. By correctly, I mean, you must close your nose, close your mouth, as demonstrated. People are not observing a social distancing. People are busy meeting at Groove, and actually experts, and you're going to hear more from some, they're expecting it to be worse. And now that December. And lastly, when we talk about washing hands, we know that in different cities, there is a big problem when it comes to water distribution. But now, according to Dr. Agnes Mahomba, if you can't use water, make sure that you can, at the very least, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Let us hear a clip of Dr. Agnes Mahomba speaking, which is courtesy of UNICEF Zimbabwe, whereby she explains more in terms of what exactly is going on when we talk about COVID-19. Why is COVID-19 spreading in Zimbabwe at such a rapid pace? Let's hear more from Dr. Agnes Mahomba.
The complacency we are seeing in our communities is a big concern. It is contributing to the increase in new cases and is therefore threatening to derail the national response. People are simply not wearing their face masks anymore. To address this surge, government is strengthening its national response activities, guided by the findings and recommendations from the recent National Interaction Review that I shared in early updates. Specifically, government is focusing on strengthening risk communication, including immediate development of appropriate new messages to address COVID-19 complacency within the communities. It is also strengthening enforcement of COVID-19 regulations, as well as strengthening event-based surveillance through decentralization of call centers, for example. Government is also sustaining social safety nets to protect the vulnerable, especially in view of the ongoing transmission. While the above activities and many of the other interaction review recommendations are being implemented, government continues to also prepare for the rollout of the vaccine. These vaccine rollout preparations should, however, not distract us from focusing on the existing recommended preventative measures. It is also important to note that Zimbabwe has not yet approved or endorsed any vaccine. The country will only approve and roll out a vaccine that has been analyzed and found to be effective and safe. In the meantime, once again, the existing preventative measures are our solution. Let us adhere to them.
So, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing this from Dr. Agnes Mahomba. She was breaking down what government is doing in the fight against COVID-19 and the biggest worry that they have as government. Abantu are not abiding by the rules set up by the World Health Organization. People are not wearing their masks accordingly. People are not abiding. People are meeting in their numbers and so forth. So, Dr. Agnes Mahomba, please, abide by these rules, especially njengoba sekuyisikhathi sekhisimusi abantu bazabe behlangana ngemoli behlangana lesihlobo kanye nabangani sezo yabe ngwaye khisimusi. This is the one time whereby the medical experts are urging people to abide by these rules now more than ever. Now, if you're ever wondering, Uguti, what do young people have to experience when they contract coronavirus, you don't have to wonder anymore. Over the time, in the past month or so, we've spoken to young people, and here on this program, I've given you guests of people who have contracted COVID-19. Today, we're also going to explore another one. We're going to speak to another one. We hear from Dennis Juru, who is the president of the International Cross-Border Traders Association, based in South Africa. Now, over 2 months or so, Dennis Juru was another young person who contracted COVID-19, and he managed to beat it. He's standing strong, and he's back to normal as usual. Let's hear from Dennis Juru himself. I managed to reach out to him over the phone to hear what he had to go through when he contracted COVID-19, and then to Ndrambeni Nechirongwa.
Daka sangana ne muno akange ainacho tese tisingaziye kuti anga ainacho saka zvinove zvakakonzeresa kuti ndizenge ndichibatirawo chirwere ichocho saka muchidimbu ndo zvakaitika izvozvo ndakaziva kuti pane munhu wandambenda nge ndairi pedyo naye ainge aenda kuchipatara akanowanikwa kuti kuti anga aine utachiwana hweCOVID-19. Chechipiri ndechekuti ndakanzwa fever inotyisa zvikuru zvisine hazvo ndakakwanisa kuti ndinge ndichinwa mishonga yefever fever ikapera asi zvakazongondiuya mupfungwa mangu kuti ndofa kuti ndiongororwe ndione kuti handina kunge ndabatira here chirwere chekorona naizvozvo maresults azobuda ndikaona kuti ndange ndiri positive so ndinokurudzira vanhu vese vari mudiaspora nyangwe vari kuZimbabwe kuti ngavambogara mudzimba vasanyanye kubuda mudzimba kana pasina chakakosha chirifunwa kubudirwa vari kubuda vachona ngavaise maface mask nguva dzese pavanobuda face mask yakanakira kuti kana uine korona haupe mumwe kana mumwe ainayo hauitambire saka ngaigare yakatsikwa nenguva ngavanhu ngavashandise masanitizers vasina masanitizers ngavashandise sipo nemvura kunyanya mvura iri kumhanya kana chiti mvura iri kumhanya ndokureva mvura iri kubuda ngave muri mukapu ungave muri papombi isiri mvura inenge vachigeza iri mudhishi ngaive iri mvura iri kubuda ichidarika vachigeza nesipo kwemaseconds anokwanisa kuita 20 asi kana uchikwanisawo kudarikisa 20 haisi mhosva unokwanisa kudarisa maseconds anara 20 chimwe chandokurudzirawo vanhu zvekare ndechekuti ngavasashora mishonga yekumba iyaya yatinosinwa yemaflus yekuti munozanganisa majinja munozanganisa malemoni nezvimwe zvakadarodaro zvakaita seuchi ngazviitwe izvozvo hazvirambidzwe unokwanisa kuzviita.
So muri Zimbabwe, you just heard this from Dennis Juru, the president of the International Cross Border Traders Association. We're going to have him again on the program a little later on. Avachititsenangura zviri kuitika kumaborder, but pari zvino he was explaining his ordeal of what he had to go through paakabata chirwere cheCOVID-19. Muri kumunzwa vari kukurudzira vanhu hanzi aiwa omana, please, if you can gezai maoko, hanzi musango. When you leave the house, leave with a purpose. Put on which ndudangono vakacha ningina ningina ningi. If you don't have to leave the house, don't leave the house. Kana zvisirizvo, hanzi musasangana nehuwandu hwenyu kudai makapfeka mamask enyu. That was our Dennis Juru of the International Cross Borders Traders Association. Now let's head over to our experts. First off, we're going to speak to Unkosikona Dibiti. And to hear, why are these numbers increasing at the rate that they are in the Matabeleland area? What exactly is going on? Are people abiding by the rules set up by the World Health Organization? And Dimitri also talks about other issues that people in the Matabeleland area are fixing and the programs that they are running that are helping people. Let's hear more from Unkosikona Dibiti. Dibiti, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Tell us what you think about what's going on.
I think we've got a crisis. The second wave for COVID-19, we're looking at cases, they are increasing. Bobulawayo, you find that even yesterday, 27 cases recorded nationwide, 23 were from Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. So you find the cases are increasing. Bulawayo is leading in numbers of people with active with COVID-19. So maybe it's because of the borders, since the borders have opened and the entry points to from South Africa mostly the Matabeleland end and relatives in South Africa. So the second wave is here and the numbers keep increasing and we need to do something as abantu bakobulawayo and Matabeleland jikelele.
Before we delve deeper into the border situation, recently we've heard, Dr. Agnes Bahomba, of the Ministry of Health, talking about the COVID cases, talking about what's happening in the country. And she's saying, they're a bit worried about the way that people are receiving the information pertaining to COVID-19. They highlight, just as what has been highlighted by several different experts, it seems as though Zimbabweans in general, not just in the Matabeleland region, are not really abiding by the rules set up by the World Health Organization, wearing masks, not meeting in their numbers, social distancing, washing your hands regularly, using or sanitizing. What's your take in your experiences? Do you agree with it?
I agree with it, actually. I agree entirely with it, because the issue that is there now in our communities is people are just on with their lives. They are not really into this social distancing. You find, even if you go on social media, people are going partying, they are updating, we're at this place, we're at that place, let's meet up here. And it's normal like that. So you find that things are gradually going to normal, while least we have a second wave of COVID-19, you know. And when we're talking about second wave of COVID-19, many people are not listening to that. And you see that because of maybe the behaviors that you see. And at times you see, I saw on social media recently, this week, I think, a combi full of school-going kids. I think there were more than maybe 40 of them pegged in that car. No social distancing whatsoever. And these children are going to a school. They are going back home. And we talk about COVID-19 cases increasing in schools, but this is how it is. Transporters and the parents are not really up to this thing of saying the second wave is here, we should do something. And you notice also, I was speaking to a parent who has a child at John Talak, where the school that had the highest number of cases of COVID-19. She was saying, you know what, the school has, the government has said we are in control of what is going on at the school. We have sent teams to work and help the kids there. And no parent is allowed, nothing is allowed. But the worry is, the parents will be worried to say, are they really okay? Because you are not so sure whether your child is in the 100 people who tested, kids, students, who tested positive for COVID-19. But you notice that the issue, when it's at your doorstep, you take it more seriously because you are thinking, this is it, it's in my doorstep. But when we're talking about awareness, let's do this to safeguard ourselves and our loved ones, many people are really not on about that.
Speaking of school children, of course, government has their own role to play, but so do students and parents themselves. Are parents taking the necessary precautions to ensure when they leave going to school, and they also have these things that they need to, at the very least, try protect themselves as students, as children, from contracting COVID? Are parents playing their part?
I would say, you know, for parents, the students, you know, I'll use an example of my observation this morning when students were going to a Zupco bus, going to school. You find that students are given priority in terms of whom get a bus, going into the bus and stuff. But you realize that there was stampede. I think there was probably transport. So there was a lot of stampede. Now people won't be wearing masks there. Very few people were wearing masks. And people have this tendency of putting their masks under the mouth, like in the neck. It's just hanging in the neck there. And, well, you pull it up when they need it be. But when we're talking about a public place like that, boarding transport, going into a bus, and the bus will be full. So I feel, you know, as citizens, we need to up our game. Even the students, these are secondary school-going students, they need to up their game to understand this is real. You don't need to be affected, because we've had schools within Bulawayo that have been recorded numbers of people with COVID-19.
Now, let's move over to the border situation. December was a December. Now we're December. We're speaking. It's kind of Christmas. Usually, you know, throughout the years during this time, the city's a little. It's vibrant. People are emapanjeni. People back. They're meeting up with their families and so forth. But now with the COVID-19 pandemic, we hear healthcare experts saying, "Guys, if you don't need to travel, please stay where you are." And of course, this is also referring to people in the diaspora who want to come back home. But I'm listening to the conversation that we're having and the conversations that we've had with other healthcare experts. And you are saying, with abantu bakhanyangani, they're living life as though there's nothing, you know, happening, as though there's no COVID. Even Uhulumeni confirmed that. Which begs the question, what is the traffic like in Bulawayo during this time of the year? Are people abiding by the rules? Are people meeting up in their numbers? Are people from the diaspora back home?
Yeah, we have seen, you know, GP number plates, South African registered cars in town. I've seen those, places, your food courts, your food outlets, people will be there, restaurants, you know. Some even post on their Facebook and Instagram about where they are hanging out this weekend and the other weekends to come. You find there's a lot of people inviting each other to functions. I've been invited to functions myself. So there's this going on, so you can come through and we can meet up here, you know. But the COVID is real, and for Bulawayo particularly, we are leading in that case our COVID-19 so far. And we really need to step back. I know the December vibe is there. People are ready to relax and enjoy, but let's do it with caution.
Bese sithinta ke udaba lolungwelimi luka mama Dewedi. Siyabona phela inani labantu ababanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi eMasebeleland likhanya ngani lilo lokhe liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka. Ukubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo ikakhulukazi eMasebeleland?
Hey, bantu bakithi lapha silohlupho. I-second wave le esikhuluma ngayo i-coronavirus igcwele kakhulu eMasebeleland nakoBulawayo la. So kumele ukuthi khonkanade singakwenzi nge-first wave kumba nje singakulalelisi kumbe singakulandelisisi nge-first wave ngcono sikulandeliseni kuhle kule wave, because we have seen people dying, we have seen people testing positive for COVID-19 kanyelani kathesi ama-numbers ama-active cases amaningi akabulawa iZimbabwe yonke jikelele. So nasikhangela nje sesibona ukuthi bantu bakithi kusho ukuthi into le siphila layo ongakuhlezi ecele kwami ngabe layo. So asenzeni khonko sikutshelayo ukuthi sikwenze umgqoke imaski singayifaki entanyeni, ungani isitayela nje ukuthi akugqizile entanyeni, kodwa sigqoke nini imaski, sivalane amakhala nemlomo, simeke sure ukuthi siyenza le social distancing lokusanitize konke kuqakathekile kakhulu.
Sike saxoxa nabazali abaningi njalo ababalisi bakhanya ngani labo bayakhala ngaloludubo lokukhuphuka kwenani labantwana abasebebanjwe ngalomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 esikolo. Nangu uhulumeni uyathi hayi izikolo zizaqhubekela phambili zivuliwe ngenxa yokuthi ba uhulumeni usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa loludaba. Kodwa bathi khanya ngani udubo lukhona emphakathini, abantu abafuni ukugqoka kama-mask. So abantwana laba bayabanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bese emphakathini, bese uthatha umkhuhlane lo and they take it ukuya spread esikolo. Njengengcwethu ukubona njani lokho, njalo ubona ngani udubo lolu kumele lulungisiswe njani?
Udubo lo esilalo ngathi ukuthi imvumelana lo hulumende khona lapho, ngoba iningi labantu lathi sibili abantu abadala imask iyabe ifakwe entanyeni ingafakwanga lapho kumele ukuthi ifakwe khona. Kumbe ngathi abantwana basebefunda kithi, kodwa esengunanzeleleyo ukuthi khona ama-regulations lawa akhulunywayo ukuthi sigqoke ama-mask, sisanitize, social distancing. Endaweni eziningi asisazi khona lokho, uzathola lapho esithola khona i-transport, lapho esithola khona ukudla ema-supermarket nje kuyafanana, ezikolo khona kuyes, ngoba abantwana laba bafuna ukuthi bancediswe ngabazali njalo langababalisi. Ngikhuluma nje iviki yona le bekule photo eke yasekhulele one of the journalists, uNqobane, ikhombi abantwana be-primary school ibigcwele kumbe bebefika 40, ikhombi ethola abantu abayi-18 belodiwe kwampa.
Sike saxoxa lenhlanganiso ezimela izakhamizi, for example iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Bona babe sithi bakhanyana bayasaba ngale ndaba yokuvulwa kwamabhoda ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela kule South Africa inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, hayi khanyani kuyinto yokwethusayo kakhulu. So bona bathi hayi sikhange lokwenzakalayo kobulawayo bayasho ukuthi kulabantu abangena abavela kule South Africa okungekho umthethweni bengelayo iCovid certificate bengatestwanga kuhle konke lokhu ya sokwenza njalo ukuthi inani labantu abasebe banjwe ngomkhuhlane weCovid-19 kobulawayo likhwele. Njengoba imingcwele isivuliwe ukubona njani lokho?
Lapho kulodupho oluzwayo olukhulu sibili inkingi inkemenkeme yendaba yazi ngoba kuvulwa ma i-corona ivele injani and abafowethu abaningi bangaphi baseGoli nabe behamba bezosibona kuba nzima kuyadura ukuyenza ama-COVID-19 test ngama-process abaningi so abaningi bebesenza imizamo etshiyeneyo ukuthi banjani babuye bezosibona la manje uhlupho solukhona ukuthi khona esi njengoba thina kobulawayo kathesi ama-cases amaningi vela khona la kobulawayo ama-active cases over 500 ama-active cases sidlulile izwe lonke ama-province wonke akhona la nxa lana ingakontinue ivuliwe abangena kusemthethweni bengenayo nje ngoba i-border livuliwe kungaba nzima sibili.
Usalukusho ukuthi i-COVID-19 test ibiza malini ngivele kwele Zimbabwe kubiza malini ukuhlola?
Ukuhlola kathesi bebekhuluma ngama $60 ukuthi uhlolwe uthole i-COVID-19 test. So nasikhuluma imali leyi sengiyifaka ngamadola lawo eZimbabwe. Nxa sikhangelisisa i-6,000 ukuthi uyibambe. Even abasebenzi bohulumende abaningi bahola khona la. So kutho ukuthi uyakuthatha half yosala ukuthi uyenze i-COVID-19 test.
Hayi, Zimbabwe muhle sithanda ukubonga uNkosi Khona Dibiti ngokungena kuhlelo Moriya Zimbabwe. You are here and there from Nkosi Khona Dibiti for Community Podium TV. We've had Dibiti here on the program a couple of times. Community Podium TV has different programs that focus on educating people on the spread of COVID-19. Dibiti ari kunyatso zeya vari kutaura kamaonero ake ari kuti zviri kuitika kumatevereland uko zvinenge zviri kutyisa abata zvekare nyaya yezviri kuitika kumabhodha akati aiwa ari kukurudzira vanhu sezvandambotaurawo kapatatanga chirongwa ichi ari kukurudzira vanhu kuti pavanopinda vachinosangana nemhuri neshamwari dzavo especially sezvo yave nguva yeChristmas pane vanhu vakati wandei vari kuda kudzoka kumusha hanzi aiwa ngavaendere mberi kana vachida kusangana nehama dzavo ngavasakangani pachine chirwere ichi cheCovid-19 and chiri kupararira zvechokwadi munyika and chiri kutora upenyu hwevanhu vakati wandei pari zvino pane vanhu vanodarika 300 varasikirwa neupenyu nepamusana pechirwere cheCovid-19 saka vari kuti aiwa kana muchida henyu kuuya huyai henyu asi musakangana kuti chirwere cheCovid-19 chichiripo uyezve remekedzai mitemo yakaiswa nesangano reWorld Health Organization dzekai mamask enyu as accordingly and ndicho chimo that he seemed to hammer on hanzi kana muchipfeka mamask make sure kuti mhino nemuromo wakavharwa kuitira kuti kana munhu achikosora kana munhu ane COVID-19 hazvizobudawo pamask ipapo even though it doesn't stop one completely from contracting COVID-19 asi it limits your chances saka ndiro zvari kutaura kava DBT tipeyo kamaonero enyu muri Zimbabwe plus 1202465 dio number iri pa WhatsApp plus 1202465 0318 lingakhohlwi izulu kandaba lali lilakho kusitshela umbono wenu lingakhohlwi njalo ukuthi khona ku Facebook VOA Ndebele VOA Shona nepa VOA Studio 7 so write your comments and let us know what you think lingakhohlwi njalo ukufitizela laphaya okubhala ukuthi share so that we can watch the program in our numbers.
Bagiti isalubonani anyazi ukuthi kutwa into they are being relaxed kancane kancane ngathi kuinto lokhu kuyadeda kodwa ke ay mina ngisubuyazi ngimangala mangena la kobulawayo ayo bobu into kuyadedlula abantu jolo mucho evako kuyimazi kuvalisilemo abanye uvala umlomo kuphela amakhala phandlathe hawo makanika bona kwenzi omakanika hayi vele bazihlupha uyabona ukuthi lokho kunje kuyaba hlupho uthola umuntu esekufakela esiphaqeni ebhize kaninga elumulimi phela umakanika nokulimulimi kumbe yinto abayithatha ngaphi kodwa bakithi ngiyacela lesi try and do the right thing kuthi uhamba loko kunje kuhambe kodwa kungahambi nathi sihlale sivalile amakhala lawo nomlomo kuyimaski kuthe mba sigeze izandla sisanitize always yikwesi kupreachayo ukuthi ma ukhwehlela kwathiwa kima umuntu akukhwehlele lapha ukuthi lelo kubhubhane lungabhebhetheke mhlawumbe luyabe lukhona bakwazi ukuthi sisindise abanye abaduzane nathi let's always listen to the rules mask mba sanitize senze izinto kahle chao bangani bami thank you.
A special message from Madlela's Kobokobo, courtesy of a site. We are talking about the Liamuzo Pella, Madlela's Kobokobo is supporting Obushio Motiviti. If you're wearing a mask, wear it correctly. Make sure you wash your hands. Don't meet in numbers. Practice social distancing and so much more. Chirongwa D Connection with Zimbabwe. So far, we've spoken to different experts about umkhuhlane with COVID-19 in the country. Just to go over the numbers one more time before Tendra Mberine Chirongwa in the country, the figures stand as follows. Over 11,350 COVID cases have tested positive, over 9,550 recoveries and 309 deaths. Now let's head over to our other expert that we have, Panopa Chirongwa Chelichovich-Diki. Earlier on, we spoke to Utiviti about what's happening in Matabeleland, but Zimbabwe has other provinces. So I reached out to Dr. Chirongwa Memesa to hear what's happening in the other provinces. Why is COVID-19 still spreading in Zimbabwe? That's the big question we have. Let's hear more from Dr. Memesa, who also touches on what is happening in the borders. Dr. Memesa, welcome to our program. Let us know, what do you think about what's happening?
Trend that the numbers are increasing. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the fact that the borders are now open, the country is now open, and people are now all over the place. Some sections of the country are not adhering to the principles that have been set up. Mm-hmm. And so it's expected that the numbers would rise, but also we see that as the trend has been that there are many recoveries rather than deaths, mm-hmm. Which has been the common trend of COVID-19. So as we approach the festive season, we might be expecting more numbers, mm-hmm. Because of the of people getting together and because of the different things that will be happening, different activities that will be happening. So yeah, the trend was predictable, mm-hmm. And still is.
You touched on two, I guess, things that I want to lead to. Number one, the borders have opened. They've been open for like a week or two, and it's the festive season now. December was.
Yeah.
And so we've had conversations with several people. A lot of people in the diaspora are saying, they want to spend Christmas with their families and their friends back home. Medical experts, you guys have been going in and in and in about this, urging people not to just, you know, meet up in their numbers, not to travel unnecessary and so forth. So I'm curious, what do you think about that? People saying, December was.
Well, the feeling is justified by people are homesick in a sense. Mm-hmm. And people want to, and because of 2020 has been a long and short year at the same time, and people has been a hectic year, so people just want to refresh, and that feeling of refreshment is usually found at home. Mm-hmm. So justified, but also you should look at what's happening, mm-hmm. and the situation of wherever country they are in, and also look long term. If anything is to go the matter, would going back to their jobs and going back will it be as easy, or lockdown restrictions are going to start again and then it will perpetuate other problems. Mm-hmm. So I think people, it's justified to feel that way, but people should think through it before they actually execute whatever it is they want to do. But if they are following the protocols, making sure that their families will be safe, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't.
Gotcha. Now, whilst we're still on the same discussion of the borders, the last time I had you here, well, not literally the last time, but over the weeks where we've had you on this program, we talked about your company, Vaccine Global. And we touched briefly on the border situation. And one thing you highlighted is that at the borders, there's a lot of people who are entering the country illegally using fake COVID-19 certificates. Now, of course, this conversation happened a couple of weeks back. But now, yep. Once again, there's more people looking to come back home. So is this practice still ongoing? And if so, how serious has it become?
It's pretty serious. The fact is, COVID-19 tests are somewhat expensive, especially for travelers, people who are traveling by bus and so forth. So most people go to the bus fare, in a sense.
Right.
So, and it expires after 72 hours because you're expected to travel within those 72 hours when you're tested negative. So it's a bit pricey and it's a bit expensive on the common people out there. Mm-hmm. So practice is still ongoing. It's been a problem in many countries. Many countries are reporting that people are faking documents so that they can travel. And it's not any different in Zim for those who are traveling out and vice versa. So it is a huge problem. And people at the border control don't really know how to handle it. So it's more of a free-for at the moment.
Why are COVID-19 tests so expensive right now?
I think it's the fact of the kits, where they are made. They're all made by foreign countries. The issue is to transport them to come into the different countries. That's expensive. And also the test itself, the PCR machine and the way it's used, it's a process. So, yeah, in the end, although some of the equipment might be donated and so forth, it ends up just being expensive.
Gotcha.
The chain that it has to flow in.
Now, I know you just briefly touched on this, but I also wanted to delve a little deeper on it because, once again, there's a lot of people that are traveling right now. When people mm-hmm. receive their COVID-19 certificates, how long do they have to travel before they have to redo it, or before, like, as soon as you receive it, how long do you have before you have to use this certificate?
So it's different for different countries. So in Zimbabwe, South Africa, it has to be used within 72 hours if tested negative. After that, it ceases to be valid. So when you get tested, $60 today, you're supposed to use it within the 60 hours. If you then travel later than that, it's going to be deemed invalid, and you're going to have another test done at whatever port of entry or exit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I want to focus here on the solutions because there's a lot of things that's been happening COVID-19 related in America. People have started receiving vaccinations in England, same story. This whole story around vaccinations. But before we delve deeper, I want to focus on the locality, our local issues. Vaccine Global is there. What kind of solutions are you guys posing in terms of helping Zimbabwe manage COVID-19 better?
So we're posing solutions on different fronts. Mm-hmm. One, in terms of the COVID-19 certification or verification itself, whereby when one is tested and the test is deemed negative, we then verify that this came from a legit lab. It was a legit test, PCR test done, and it was done by who, at what time, counting the hours to when it's valid. So this is the first front we're working on, which is what we're willing to do at any given moment in time. Then the other front is the vaccine itself, when it's then availed. Some vaccines need to be taken two times, some need to be taken once. So it's to verify that this person has received the vaccine, the first dose and the second dose, and make sure that the data is there, it's readily available for the government, such that they need not to work hard in terms of then trying to verify who got the vaccine and who didn't.
Okay. Now, whilst on the same discussion of the vaccines, like I mentioned earlier, in America, they've now kickstarted the program. People have started receiving vaccinations. Same story in England. This whole story of vaccination seems to be met by on different fronts by different people. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts as a medical expert. What are your thoughts on the vaccination?
First and foremost, vaccinations work. I think I should just say that. Vaccinations, on the most part, are the reason why all of us are alive. It has given more. Because there are a lot of diseases that we could have succumbed to if it weren't for vaccines. And also, secondly, I understand the concerns that people have, because it has been a long year, and also Corona started in January. And now already people are saying there's a vaccine. Is it the processes, have they been well monitored? Has the due diligence been done? So these are valid questions, and these are questions that we should ask. And also these are questions whereby the people who are making the vaccines should be accountable for. So it is justified to ask these questions. But trusting the whole process whereby vaccines are made, I trust the big companies like Pfizer and so forth would have done the due diligence. Okay. There might be glitches here and there, right, which is expected from anything that is made, any drug or any vaccines, mm-hmm, whereby there are certain populations that haven't been studied. There are certain, but in the generality of things, when they say it works, it should be working. Mm-hmm. But we should always continue monitoring wherever the vaccine is being given and seeing how it's working, seeing the potential side effects if they are there. And so due diligence should never be slackened, in a sense. So people have valid questions and they are necessary, but also we should bear in mind that vaccines work, and it's the only readily available solution that we have to end this pandemic as soon as possible.
True for now, by Christmas, they are Shika, even Rum Jalis for our South Africa, but GP plates near Varkubotswanoko. I will have a full of Kabumusha, Everdoku, Bufaraone, Amanisha Maritzao. I see it's known on Yan, Jimia, so Chanwash, Almana, it says, oh, Chiro Richard COVID 19 Chichiripo, Chichiru take a share, Chugan Rambe, Chupara Ramika, Vanungambo, Mirao, Yazo, Gusanga, and no one do. Even munozviona sei vanhu vari kutaura kudzoka kumumba.
Ndinoona dziri pfungwa dzakafanira dzekuti vanhu vanenge vachidawo kutandara nemhuri, especially maholidays. Ipfungwa dzakanaka chaizvo. Asi izvo munhu anofanira kutarisa situation yake uyezve mhuri yake kuti paari kufamba achitravhela ari kuva protector here kana kuti pane zvinokwanisa kuzoitika. Uyezve kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika maari kubva, maanoshandira, maari kuwana raramo. Nekuti zvinhu zvinokwanisa kungoenda nepamwe kuti kudzokera kunyika kwaabva kuchange kwaakuzonetsa nenyaya yekuti dzimwe nyika dzatanga zvakare malockdown. Mm-hmm. Saka izvi zvinhu zvaunofanira kunge uchifunga paunenge uchiti ndikuya kuzoona hama neshamwari. Mm-hmm. Uyezve uchifollowa maprotocols ese ataurwa magovernment akasiyana-siyana kuti tideredze kutapukira kwechirwere ichi.
Makamboya pano pachirongwa tikazeya nyaya yezviri kuitika kumabhodha uko, mukatiudzaka kuti kune vanhu vakati wandei vari kufamba-famba nemacertificate ecovid ari fake, vari kupinda munyika zvisiri pamutemo. Izvi zvinhu zvichiri kuendera mberi here uyezve zvinhu zviri serious sei?
Izvi zvinhu zviri kuendera mberi, zveministri inogara ichitaura ichiti zvinhu zviri kuitika. Zvinhu zviri zvinotyisa maningi nekuti kana kufamba asiri kuziva status yake, kana anacho chirwere ari kungofamba achispread achirwere akabata hake certificate refake zvinozoti netsa pachese kuti chirwere chichabva kupi chaizvo chaizvo tione kuti ndepaparo chiri kunyanya tapukira. Saka idzi inyaya dzichiri ongoing, dzichiri kunetsa, and tinofanira kushanda kuti tiwane masolutions ekuti tipreventive.
Vazhinji vari kuchema-chema vachiti chiri kuita kuti ivo vatenge mafake certificate ndiyo kanyaya yekuti kutestwa for chirwere cheCOVID-19 kunenge kunodhura maningi. Tiudzei kwadok, chii chiri kuita kuti process ive inodetsa mari yakati wandei?
I think it's a chain. Inyaya yekuti kwazvo zvinogadzirwa makits acho hazvisi kugadzirwa munyika muno or muAfrica in general. Zviri kugadzirwa kumativi mana enyika. Izvozvo zvinokonzeresa kuti chero price yacho ichiuya yakashomeka, unoona izvo pazvinozokwira ndege, pazvinozoproseswa pamabhodha, majuti, nechichi mutengo wacho unoramba uchikwira maningi. Zvinova izvo zvinozoita kuti matested aite se adhure. Saka tinofanira kutraya by all means kuti sezvo tiri mupandemiki zvideredzwe, tichiri also monitor kuti vanhu havasi kungoisa maprice kuti vaite mari nazvo here pane kuti tibetserane. Saka izvi ndo zvinofanira kuhandlwa nevanhu vanoona nezvemutemo wenyika nemabuying and selling kuti vanatsoongorora kuti zveshuwa maprice aya ari kupiwa nevanhu ari justified here. But also tirikutaura kuti process yacho inenge inoti dhurei nenyaya yekuti zvinhu zvisingi zviri kuimportwa zvingagadzirwe muno.
As we wrap up our conversation, Doc, like we said, the vaccine is there. They're trying to figure out how it works off and who it works on and so forth. When people were going through this whole COVID thing, the one thing people were really anxious about was, there's no COVID-19 vaccine. So we have to continue washing our hands. We have to continue wearing our masks and so forth. Now the vaccine is there. Do we still have to continue doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a big yes. We still have to continue doing that. Prevention is always better than cure. And vaccines help boost your immunity against a condition. Yes, they do not guarantee that when you actually get the condition, you might face a bigger challenge. So what the vaccines do is just boost your immunity against a certain condition. But sometimes the condition can come in full force or to a certain extent that even the immunity that you've acquired is too a bit fighting it. So we always need to prevent, which is the best solution that we have, and then the vaccine.
So does this mean that masks, no shaking hands, no hugging, social distancing is a new norm?
Yes, it's new for now. Up until the vaccine, especially when people are vaccinated, those who are vaccinated will protect those who are not vaccinated because the spread becomes less. And up until that point where we are now spreading the condition less, then we'll be fine.
Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza, Aiwa Tinotenda Zvikurusa Doc Nekupinda Muchirongwa Chedu Muri Zimbabwe. You are hearing there from Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza giving his input there on the border situation, giving his input on people coming home for the December holidays. But now, one thing has been highlighted throughout this whole conversation from the top through to now, where Dr. Agnes Mahomba talked about a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, in my conversation with Dr. Smemeza, I highlight that Aiwa Kumoku America, people have started being tested in America, in England. Those are two places where the program has started. Let's head over to our VOA correspondent, Jay Susamay Oni, who breaks down what's happening in the United States of America. The program started yesterday. What are people expecting and how is this going to look? Let's hear more from Jay Susamay.
After witnessing the suffering and deaths of COVID-19 patients, ICU nurse Sandra Lindsay didn't hesitate to be the first in line.
I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
The vaccines come at a critical time as the U.S. passes 300,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The pandemic continues to overwhelm hospitals and devastate the nation's economy. But with the first shipments of the recently approved Pfizer vaccine arriving at 636 sites across the U.S., and a second vaccine slated for FDA approval later this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says hope is on the way.
As we speak, vaccine is arriving at sites and in trucks and planes owned by UPS and FedEx to bring these life-saving products to the places where Americans will receive them. This weekend's shipment of vaccines is 2.9 million doses, enough to vaccinate 2.9 million people.
Starting off the mass immunization campaign are those considered at highest risk, such as healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Vaccinations for the general public are not expected to be available until late spring 2021, enough time, experts hope, to persuade the skeptics.
The existence of the vaccine alone does not end the pandemic. What you need is you need a population willing to accept the vaccine.
The pandemic's devastating reach goes well beyond the U.S. population, hence a need for a multilateral approach to ending it, says infectious disease expert Dr. Bill Petrie.
We're not going to control this unless we have all the countries in the world vaccinated. Otherwise, we're just going to have like continued outbreaks, continued problems.
Several countries, including the United Kingdom and Canada, also have authorized the Pfizer vaccine. And the World Health Organization reports there are more than 50 COVID-19 vaccines in human trials around the globe. Each vaccine, experts say, would be welcomed in the race to end this pandemic one needle at a time. Jason Samaoni, VOA News, Washington.
VOA correspondent Jay Susume there breaking down what's happening in Kuroko, America. Over 300,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Over 300,000 people have lost lives due to COVID-19 just in the United States of America alone, Muria, Zimbabwe. But you heard there some good news. The vaccine program started yesterday. However, it's still going to be a while, Muria, Zimbabwe. So even though the vaccine is now available, that you heard there from the experts, Mukanzo Zakari from Dr. Agnes Mawomba earlier on, Mukanzo Zakari from Dr. Tinotenda Sinemeza, Aiwa, even though there is now a vaccine in existence, Azurekuti Aiwa, Chirurecha COVID-19, Anzi, please, in Rambeiri, which you practice my rules and regulations, Akaiswa, in a Sangano World Health Organization, Fekai my mask in a correct way, Gezai Maoko, Uyeshe, Msasangane, Neuwandu Enyu. But now, once again, so we start to say Kisimusi, Sifigi, Lekini Zemba, boss. Muria, Zimbabwe, it is now December time. This is a time whereby family and friends usually meet in their numbers. But now a lot of people have been asking, Big Mike, there's so many different news that come out. And people are wondering, which says, COVID-19, but people are looking to understand what exactly can they encounter if they're looking to go home. So what did we do? We reached out to the president of the International Cross-Border Traders Association earlier on. You heard from him, Dennis Juru. I see earlier on he was talking about his encounter with COVID-19. We brought him back to explain more about what's happening at the borders. Let's hear more from Juru to hear more about what you can and cannot do as you're looking to travel to Zimbabwe, as you're looking to travel anywhere in Africa or in Southern Africa under the COVID-19 pandemic. Juru, welcome to the program. Let us know what's happening.
The first thing I want to tell you guys is, can a passport stay during lockdown? Apana penalty. Ya uno badara. Please guys, pay nothing. Don't pay anything for passport yaka inema days akapera during lockdown. Can a passport, your passport, not my days, your passport can expire during lockdown. Whether you have got a permit or una permit, unongori passport, it can expire passport during lockdown. Akuna penalty ya unosangana nayo, right? Kana passport yaka rasika during lockdown, ingoto puwa affidavit jet. whether some by COVID-19, right? But I advise those people when they send the summer buses, please send the SAI my COVID-19 test certificates. Mawana kubudikidza ne bazi ramene famba naro. I don't know mune matestwa here, inini I assume kuti mune matestwa. Maratidzwa na ratidzwa ine ma driver amuchafamba nawo pekuno testwa muwane COVID-19 test certificate, so that kana maita ma problems muroad mune mina ye driver wachona iyeyi, kana kuti kuna musa testiswe nevanhu vanenge vachisara pa rank.
Vajuru, ngatibobata nyaya yekutestwa for chirwere checovid-19. Tinonzwa vanhu vazhinji vachichema vachiti kunenge kunodhura, kuri kudedza mari yakati wandei. Tiudzeiwo, kutestwa kunomboita mari?
Zvakuenderana nekuti uri kunyika ipi, maprizes zvakuenderana nekuti uri kunyika ipi. Kana kuri kwokuti uri kusouth africa, inoita 850 kulab kulanceti. It's 850 rands plus 250 kwadoctor vanenge vakurefeya vachona. Kana uine passport, you need to have a COVID-19 test certificate in less than 48 hours. You need to have COVID-19 test certificate usati wasimuka, and make sure that when you receive that COVID-19 test certificate, yanyorwa kunzi wareceive nguvai, so that hauite problem. 48 hours. It's not from the time you are test, it's from the time you are receive your certificate. For those who are traveling from abroad, UK, New Zealand, kubi. I think ticket ni era kanyo wakunzi, uruku kukira ndege yungu wai. So from the time you are kukira ndege yako iyai, and this is a COVID-19 test certificate yako ino baya enda pa mute. Iwo ngatiti wakwira ndege wango wa receiver COVID-19 test certificate wango wa receiver say 30 minutes ago. So ino baya mira ipapo. And then chero wakata 4 days uri mndege anitika ashina problem. As long as pa wakwira ndege COVID-19 test certificate yako yanga ichirichi, yanga ichiri valid. So for those vanosenza saka na mabhazi aya like ana Greyhound, you know, ana Intercape, ana Time, inenge kanyowa kunzi masumuka nguvai COVID-19 yenyu hai expire. Just go ku bus rank vanokuratidza pana testwa, pane pari kumuri kutestwa pa New Town. Go ku New Town, unonobatsirwa paga bus company yaunenge uchida kukwira iroro, vanokubatsira kuti pinda apa. It's only 400 rands, so it's better that way than kuuya neyako.
Tombotarisa ka nyaya yevanhu vasina mapermits, tinoona vakupane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vazhinji vakati wandei vanongoita zvokucrossa maborder vasina mapermits. Panguva iyo chiri kurwisana nechirwere checovid-19, hongu maborder akavhurwa, asi vanhu vasina mapermits nawo vachabvumidzwa kucrossa maborder here kuitira kuti vaone mukana wekudzokera kuZimbabwe kana kuenda kusouth africa kana kuna nina Botswana, nyika dzakasiyana siyana.
Vasina mapermits vari kunzi izvoni havafa hongu vari mubhazi. You can't use a bus kana uchinge usina permit. You can use any other mode of transport, even you can walk through the border if you don't have the permit.
Now, Mr. Juru, as we wrap up our conversation here, I want to talk a little more about rumors. We've seen on social media people talking about the borders. There's been rumors circulating that the borders might be closing. Good thing we have you here. Could you please address that? Let us know. Are the borders closing? What's going on?
Border risk varwa, guys. It's confirmed. I spoke to the minister. The border is not going to be closed. 24 hours bed bridge. Yes, it's true. 24 hours bed bridge. It will be open. Border really cool. Open at 24 hours. Yes, it's 24 hours. Border 24 hours. The border is not going to be closed anytime soon. I can confirm that. I spoke to the minister, and the minister confirmed that the border is not going to be closed anytime soon. I border alikavalwi lingasabe lingayetiselwe ngendaba lezi eze social media abantu besithi amabhoda ayavalwa. Amabhoda akavalwa cha akula border elivalo ayo kufanele ube ne COVID-19 test certificate yako.
Umnumzana Dennis Pyuru ubechasisa ngempela okwenzakalayo emaboda izulukandaba mazwinzwira kamuri yeZimbabwe zviri kuitika kumaboda uko. Zimbabwe muhle. Thank you so much for everybody who paid attention to our program. Mzakangana ukuthinya pai pakanzi share kuitira kuti tione chirongwa chedu neuwandu hwedu. Mthokoze muhle. Zimbabwe muhle. Watching chaye pansi. Let's meet same time, same place. Lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo olivalisayo ngenjabulo anokoneka inemfaro. Muri Zimbabwe, I go by the name of Mike Hove. Tosangana next week pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Bye bye.